So, as we're going to go on to next, that's probably your most celebrated sort of television vehicle, started in 1980. How daunting was it joining such a successful show like Blue Peter?
Well, it's interesting because I'd done a TV series, me and Leslie Manville, going back to Leslie Manville again, Oscar nominee. We were living together and we'd both been cast in this kids' series called King Cinder, which was about Speedway for the BBC. And it was really top of the kids' ratings, like a Grainchill or a. It's only 6, 12 episodes. And that obviously came to the attention of the editors of Blue Peter, because traditionally they've always. They've employed certainly one or two of the usual Trimitriv threesome. There's always been an acting element in there of one of them, and so Billy Baxter got onto me then and said, "Would you like to audition Blue Peter?" And I suppose the variety world in me, it's like then it really was truly a dream job, in the sense that everybody, no matter what your ambitions were, you think, well, I've got to look at this, really. And so that's how that started, really. So I auditioned in 1978 to take over from John Noakes then. And I was offered it, but I turned it down. So I decided that I didn't want to be a Blue Peter presenter. I wanted to carry on being an actor. So I did for a couple more years. And then they offered it again in 1980. And I'd gone back to playing bits on the telly and nice stuff, and I'd just done Flash Gordon actually as well. But there was still a bit about me. I thought, after 10 years of being an actor, I need, you make a decision, don't you? And I thought, I know my worth. I think this would be exciting. It's live TV, it has a theatrical element. I had such a poor education. I thought, I can, I'm part journalist, part performer, and the derring do thing. I travel the world, why would you turn it down? So that's why I took it on, really. But I knew it would kind of change the way one perceives you, and it would make me more famous than I was, a lot more famous than just being an actor. So.
And you still remain so synonymous with Blue Peter. Why do you think sort of the presenters of your era have sort of remained so synonymous? Do you think it's the decline of the show?
Well, I think they all do. I mean, yesterday was the 5,000th program, which
We
I
saw
sat
it, yeah.
down and watched, and one little shot of me on the bike. That's all I was in. And then I tweeted a picture of me, Sarah Gill, and Simon Groom, when we met up that year ago, a lovely picture of me and Simon. Of course, you realize that all your eras, so, got, 300 likes, and, just from one tweet. So, in other words, to a generation that remembered you, you are their favourites. But each of the presenters have that group of people assigned to them, and with a bit of overlap. So obviously John, Val and Pete have got the biggest, because they did it for 8 or 9 years. Sarah and me and Simon really did 4 or 5 years, but it was still big figures. And then Janet, and then gradually each Blue Peter presenter, except for the current ones, which are, are there being the current ones, their sort of history diminishes a little bit.
Yeah.